This is the evening update on 88.5 KCSN. I'm Jacqueline Koenig with complete coverage of the day's events in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles County. In our report tonight, the U.S. Supreme Court issues a ruling that is likely to allow gays and lesbians to marry in California and said the sponsors of Prop 8 could not represent the state. The Los Angeles Unified School District reaches a $30 million contract with Apple to provide every student with an iPad. The American Medical Association adopts a measure that recognizes obesity to be a disease. The Los Angeles City Council gives tentative approval to a ban on plastic bags. Four general contractors have been fined a total of $748,000 for wage violations. In Southern California weather, clear tonight with lows in the 60s, sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s to mid 90s. The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed an appeal by sponsors of California's ban on same-sex marriage. The court has also issued a ruling that is likely to allow gays and lesbians to marry in California. The rulings have added up to a historic victory for gay rights advocates. San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera says he has experienced a lot of criticism for granting gay marriage licenses, yet he continued to be a leader.
A lot of people were saying what we were doing was too fast, too soon, too much. Well, I am a firm believer that the only way you get anywhere is to kick the door in. You got to kick the door in. You got to be a leader. You got to do what is right and be moral.
The justices' majority agreed in a 5-4 ruling that the sponsors of Proposition 8 could not represent the state or its voters in appealing lower court rulings that held the initiative unconstitutional. Proposition 8 was the 2008 California initiative, which defined marriage as the union of a man and a woman. A plaintiff in the Proposition 8 case, Jeffrey Zarrillo, says he looks forward to living out the court's ruling.
We look forward to using the words married and husband, because those words do matter. They are important. I said it in my testimony in court. If they weren't important, we wouldn't be standing here today.
If marriages are granted to proceed, the first same-sex weddings in the state could occur in mid-July. Another plaintiff in California Proposition 8 case, Chris Perry, says this ruling is an achievement for families who will no longer have to feel different.
Today we can go back to California and say to our own children, all four of our boys, your family is just as good as everybody else's family. We love you as much as anybody else's parents love their kids, and we're going to be equal.
The Supreme Court has given no guidance on the effects of this decision. Neither Chief Justice John Roberts nor Justice Anthony Kennedy have addressed the question of whether gays and lesbians have a constitutional right to marry. The court's action has sent the case back to California, where state and federal judges have said same-sex marriage is a matter of equal rights. California Attorney General Kamala Harris is urging the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to lift its stay and allow same-sex marriages to resume immediately. In California, 18,000 same-sex couples were married during the 142-day period when gay unions were legal in 2008. But it could be weeks before same-sex weddings can resume. It will be at least 25 days until the Supreme Court's ruling is finalized. Harris has directed the California Department of Public Health to advise the state's counties that they must begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples as soon as the Ninth Circuit confirms the stay has been lifted. Public support has grown dramatically in the last few years. A majority of Americans now favor legal marriage for gay couples. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling clearing the way for same-sex marriages to resume in California could mean a boost to the state's economy. State Controller John Chung says California may gain $46 million in tax and fee revenue from gay marriages. It is anticipated that the positive economic impact will amount to $492 million. Chung says the impact will be widespread, with couples spending money for food, venues, and equipment for their weddings. These celebrations will also cause people from out of town to come to California. Chung also says same-sex marriages can lead to couples having children and buying homes. The Santa Monica Hotel's Casa del Mar and Shutters on the Beach expect a 30% increase in business. The U.S. Supreme Court has also struck down the Defense of Marriage Act. It denied federal benefits to legally married same-sex couples. The Defense of Marriage Act defined marriage as only between a man and a woman. The court ruled that the federal government cannot deny tax, health, social security, and pension benefits to same-sex couples in states where they can legally marry. Mark Solomon is the campaign director with the organization Freedom to Marry. He says it's a new day for those married in the 12 states where gay marriage is legal.
It's a very emotional day. I mean, I think about the couples that I know who have been together for 50, 60 years and what they've been through as gay and lesbian Americans and their relationships that have held up through thick and thin, through discrimination.
The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to invalidate the Defense of Marriage Act. In his opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy used sweeping language to affirm the rights of gays and lesbians to be treated equally. A bill known as the Respect for Marriage Act is now working its way through Congress and would repeal DOMA. The Los Angeles Unified School District is spending $30 million to provide every student with an Apple iPad. The devices will be delivered to 47 campuses. The push for tablets came from LAUSD Superintendent John Deasy. He set a goal of closing the technology gap for the overwhelming majority of low-income district students. The district is paying $678 per device, but the computers will be preloaded with educational software. CNET technology consultant Larry McGid says the iPads will have many important educational functions.
The iPad is not only a replacement for more expensive personal computers, but it's also a way to read electronic books. So the district can use it for textbooks, both for students to use in class and take home with them.
There will be controls built into the iPads to limit access to undesirable content such as pornography. The district is making social media networking sites available with some limitations. The LA School District will pay for the iPads with construction bonds, which are repaid over several decades. New state and national tests will soon be taken on computers, and district officials want to give students the necessary experience to be ready. Classes resumed at Santa Monica College 3 days after the shooting rampage on campus that killed 5 people and injured several others. KCSN's Natasha Aringo reports how SMC students describe what being on campus was like for them on that day.
The victims were the school's groundskeeper, Carlos Franco, and his daughter, former SMC student Marcella Franco, Margarita Gomez, a woman who used to collect recyclables on campus, and 2 former SMC students whose names have not been released. The victims were chosen at random. Campus security was heavily enforced, and most students say they felt uneasy coming back to school. Students are concerned with their safety, and many say they recall a bomb threat earlier this year during a college fair. SMC journalism student and campus bookstore employee David Kapkowitz says he was working in the bookstore when he heard gunshots.
We heard several shots, and at the time we didn't quite know exactly what it was, but you know, our manager had ran outside to go see what was going on, and he said he saw several students that were running away from the library and were saying, you know, just stay away from the library. And that's when we heard another round of shots, and at that point, you know, we realized, hey, I think those are gunshots.
Despite the series of unfortunate events that occurred on the school's campus the week prior, students took their final exams and the commencement ceremony was followed through with after all. Recent SMC graduate Rona Navales was also on the campus the day of the shooting. She says she's thankful for having chosen a different path that day, which is where the 23-year-old gunman John Zawari headed before the shooting rampage began.
I find myself very fortunate because I was just crossing the street when they got the gunman because I was supposed to cross this exact way where it all happened.
SMC students and relatives of the victims have set up candlelight vigils in their honor. A donation fund was arranged by the administration for the SMC Foundation to help raise money for the Franco and Gomez Memorial. Natasha Arango, KCSN News, Santa Monica.
The American Medical Association has announced the recognition of obesity as a disease. The vote of the AMA House of Delegates went against the conclusions of the Association's Council on Science and Public Health. The council has said obesity should not be considered a disease, mainly because the measure usually used to define obesity is flawed. Those also opposing the decision say there are no specific symptoms associated with it, and it is more of a risk factor for other conditions. Council members supporting the decision say it will reduce the stigma of obesity that comes from the perception that is the result of eating too much and not exercising. Director of the Comprehensive Weight Control Program and New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center, Dr. Louis Aroney, says there are several treatments for this disease.
We have a gradation of treatments. We start with diet and exercise. We move up to medical therapies if that's not successful, and ultimately surgery.
The resolution pushed by the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists and several other organizations argue that obesity is a multi-metabolic and hormonal disease state which leads to other diseases. In the last year, two new obesity drugs, Cosema from Vivus and Belvic from Arena Pharmaceuticals, entered the market. Cosema has not sold well for a variety of reasons, including poor reimbursement and distribution restrictions imposed because of concerns that the drug can cause birth defects. A member of the association board, Dr. Patrice Harris, says this new definition of obesity will cause more physicians to pay special attention to the condition, including type 2 diabetes and heart disease linked to obesity. A study reveals the percentage of adults smoking has declined, but the reasons are unclear. The CDC announced the U.S. adult smoking rate dropped to 18% and could possibly be linked to the graphic anti-smoking advertisements. A current smoker is defined as someone who smokes 100 cigarettes during their lifetime and who currently smokes some or every day. Foundation for a Smoke-Free America Executive Director Patrick Reynolds says there has been a lot of change in the tobacco industry.
First, we've had more smoking bans. It's illegal to smoke in most public places for many Americans. Second, state and federal tobacco taxes have been on the rise. We've seen a lot of spending on tobacco prevention and cessation programs. I'm ecstatic about it, and it's proof that we're winning the battle against tobacco.
The CDC says smoking accounts for 1 out of every 5 deaths a year, and that most smokers begin smoking when they are teenagers. Smoking has become popular at a young age due to curiosity and the film industry promoting smoking as exciting. 16% of high school students in the United States are defined as smokers, and health officials hope the decline will continue in teenage curiosity. The Los Angeles City Council has given a final approval for the ban on plastic grocery bags. Under the ban, customers would have to provide their own reusable bags or be charged 10 cents for every paper bag they needed. Heal the Bay spokesman Matthew King explains the effects plastic bags has on wildlife.
What happens is plastic degrades over time, and animal life that calls the ocean its home can ingest all forms of plastic, and it can unfortunately lead to their death when it's trapped in their digestive systems.
Opponents say it would cost jobs and that reusable bags are more prone to germs, which could propose a health disease. If passed, the ban would take effect January 1st and affect stores that make more than $2 million a year. The proceeds from the 10-cent charge would go to recoup the cost of the bags and educational materials to promote reusable bag use. San Francisco and Santa Monica have already put this ban into effect. The California Department of Labor is fining 4 contractors $748,000. The firms violated wage laws. A total of 89 workers were employed by the general contractors and their subcontractors. Assistant State Labor Commissioner Eric Rude explains how they hear about these complaints.
Violations in the public works arena is complaint-driven. And so we get complaints from workers themselves. We get complaints from unions and watchdog groups, labor management cooperation committees, and competitors and other and even the awarding agencies at times.
Tudor Perini Corporation of Sylmar, Sicron Builders of Los Angeles, Intermountain Electric of Denver, and Tidwell Concrete Construction of Indio were the contractors fined. Labor Commissioner Julie Sue says failure to pay the proper prevailing wage is a form of wage theft. In Southern California weather, clear tonight with lows in the 60s, sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s to mid 90s. I'm Jacqueline Koenig, KCSN News. Listen each weeknight at 5 o'clock p.m. for the KCSN Evening Update from the award-winning Cal State Northridge Journalism Department.